One dark night, fired with love's urgent longings, ah, the sheer grace, I went out unseen, my house being now all stilled, in darkness and secure, by the secret ladder, but disguised, ah, the sheer grace, in darkness and concealment, my house being now all stilled. On that glad night in secret, for no one saw me, nor did I look for at anything, with no other light or guide than the one that burned in my heart. This guided me more surely than the light of noon, to where he was awaiting me, him I knew so well, there in a place where no one appeared. O guiding night, O night more lovely than the dawn, O night that has united the lover with his beloved, transforming the beloved in her lover. Upon my flowering breast, which I kept wholly for him alone, there he lay sleeping, and I caressing him, there in a breeze from the fanning cedars. When the breeze blew from the turret as I parted his hair, it wounded my neck with his gentle hand, suspending all my senses. I abandoned and forgot myself, laying my face on my beloved. All things ceased. I went out from myself, leaving my cares forgotten among the lilies. Be aware of your bodies sitting in your place. Be aware of your breath gently moving your body, feeling the in-breath and the out-breath. Be aware of the room that we're sitting in. Be aware of the candle flame at the center. Be aware of above and below and the four directions. To the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, Angel of the Dawn, Angel of the Morning. Open the new day. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, whose face shines like the sun at noon. High priest of heaven, illuminate us. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, great cleansing intelligent, Lord of the storm and the tempest. Still the waters of our hearts, that we may see clearly in the pool of awareness. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, Angel of the night that is more lovely than the dawn. Alchemical angel that joins the lover and the beloved. Make us one. May we enter the place of oneing. May we move from scattering into the unity of the lover and the beloved, into the mystery of the transforming night. Beneath us is the sacred earth, above us the moon, the sun, the thousand stars. We sit together at the nexus point, at the fulcrum. And together we perform the Kabbalistic cross to balance ourselves and balance the world. Placing a dominant hand upon your forehead, we chant Ate. Ate. Senses. Be aware of the sense of touch. Be aware of the contact between your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. Be aware of the sense of hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting. Enter in to the field of your senses. Simply resting in your presence, just here, just now, within this sanctified place. Letting yourself move inwards into the heart. Feeling there the sense of longing. Longing for peace, for love, for fulfillment, for home. Just feeling that quality of longing in the heart. The longing for the beloved, the longing for the deeper soul, the longing for the divine. And as you do this, you find yourself suddenly standing in a desert scene, by an oasis, the great pool of water, with date palms, great hanging branches of golden dates, much luxuriant life in this oasis. Flowers and green things, and sweet, sweet water. So feel the softness, the beauty of the oasis. But your heart is not here. You find yourself looking across the desert. And ahead of you, you see camel tracks. And that sense of yearning arises in the heart. For the beloved has gone. And somewhere in your heart, you know, if you follow the camel track, you may find that which you need. You may find that place of rest, that place of meeting, that place of fulfillment, where all your cares are cast aside. So if you will, come with me in the track of the camel, into the desert, into the empty quarter, into the place of rock and sand, following the faint trails of the camels. Letting the heat of the desert, letting the fire of the sun penetrate us, drying up all that is not essential as we walk into the empty quarter. Feeling that fire of longing in our hearts, the longing for fulfillment, the longing for union, the need for oneing, the movement away from scattering. Feeling the naked intent of the heart towards union. As we walk in the sun, we feel tired. A wind comes up and sand blows into our face and we cannot see. But we feel underfoot the track of the camels. And we walk and we walk, feeling the light and the fire in the heart, feeling the longing leading us onwards. And in the distance we see an enclosure with a domed roof, hard to see, for it is of the same colour as the desert, an ancient mud brick temple or sanctuary. we guide our steps towards it. Somehow knowing that this is our goal. This is the place of meeting. This is the house of communion. This is the place where the lover and the beloved meet and are one. And as we come to the monastery gate, the temple gate, we see that it seems to be in ruins. The gate is ajar. But as we look carefully at the gateway, there is ancient carving, images of the path. And as we look more closely into the door and the surroundings of the door, we see that these are images from our life, our quest, our journey. And as we stand on the threshold of the ruined monastery temple, we spend a moment contemplating our journey, feeling into our particular quest, our particular search for the Grail. Stepping over the threshold, we find ourselves in the remains of what would have been a garden. In the center, there is a great olive tree, and in front of the olive tree, an ancient well. And as we contemplate the vast olive tree, and as we look deep into the well, we come into a great stillness. We see the well is brimming with water. We see that the ancient olive is filled with life. And yet all around us is silence and absence. And again we feel the longing in the heart, the longing for life and love, the longing to be held in love. The longing for oneing. And once again we feel the naked intent of the heart. And we step past the olive tree. And in the midst of the enclosure, there is a small temple church with a dome upon it, made of mud brick. A place of great simplicity, with no outward sign of holiness. We are before a small door. With an arch above it. And inscribed on the arch is the name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh. We stand before the door, contemplating the name, feeling the naked intent of the heart. And step inside. Into silence, into darkness, into a mystery that smells of frankincense and rose and myrrh. We step into the bridal chamber, we step into the chamber of meeting. We step into the enclosure of the heart. And in this place, we enact the mystery of receiving the presence of the Beloved. Sit in silence and await the coming. Await the union, await the oneing. Sit in silence and await the oneing. Gradually let your attention start to move outwards from this place of mystery and union, knowing that you can return to this place whenever you choose by following the longing in the heart, by entering the desert, by following the camel path to the sacred enclosure in the empty quarter. And once again, listen to this piece of music.
Fly a lantern bright, I fly.